Caldwell Butler was first elected as part of the Nixon Republican landslide in 1972, and as a junior member of the House Judiciary Committee, he faced an impeachment vote. At the UVA Center for Politics, Director Larry Sabato says Butler carefully read the transcripts of those famous White House cover-up conversations.
And sometimes he had his wife read the transcripts to him as he was trying to go to sleep. And the more he heard, the more he read, the more he realized that Nixon had violated his oath of office and had to go.
Sabato says that committee vote helped convince many other House Republicans to do the same. Sabato says Caldwell Butler should also be remembered for leading a Republican Party return to relevance in Virginia politics after a near century of Democratic domination. Evan Jones, WFIR News.